Jefferson, we take this opportunity to recall the Secretary General's 2018 disarmament agenda, where he called for enhanced institutionalization of the BWC and for states' parties to reimagine the vital linkages between the disarmament objectives and the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. This call to action resonates with the strong sentiment we heard during the general debate for steps to advance international cooperation and assistance under Article 10. The Philippines, with former MX1 chairs Finland and Georgia, and also Norway, submitted a working paper outlining proposals to enhance the institutional machinery of the BWC in the context of cooperation and assistance under Article 10. These represent the wealth of ideas we have fleshed out in a deliberative and in-depth manner during the ISP, and they provide a good basis for considering decisions to move forward. We invite the review conference to consider these proposals grouped in four clusters. The first cluster is strengthening existing measures, including the optimization of national reports, upgrading of the functionality of the Article 10 database, and mapping of gaps, needs, and assistance offers. The second cluster are new measures for a more programmatic approach, including proposals to establish a cooperation committee and cooperation officer, a voluntary trust fund, and the adoption of an Article 10 action plan, among others. The third, concrete and scalable initiatives such as the establishment of a database on regulatory frameworks for biosafety and biosecurity, and training manuals that will help states' parties in crafting tailored biological risk management systems. And fourth, broad proposals to synergize partnerships and collaboration between and among stakeholders, including international organizations such as the WHO. This includes strengthening the global health security architecture and sustainable financing as important components of risk mitigation. These proposals are not mutually exclusive. They together constitute elements that would make Article 10 implementation more robust and effective. Madam Chair, the continued viability of the BWC requires improving the level of cooperation and assistance through harmonized and sustainable approaches. We recommend that this review conference in the outcome document 1 recognize the need to conduct gaps and needs assessment activities to enable more developing states to participate in cooperation and assistance activities, including the Article 10 database, and guide BWC states' parties in mobilizing resources for such purposes. 2. Affirm the usefulness of national plans in identifying gaps and needs at the domestic level and specific opportunities for assistance and cooperation. Voluntary information sharing is particularly valuable. 3. Acknowledge challenges in bridging gaps in the fields of biotechnology, genetic engineering, microbiology, and other related areas between developed and developing countries. 4. Note that narrowing such gaps and promoting peaceful uses of the life sciences within the context of Article 10 supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. 5. Call for and endorse concrete measures to reinforce existing global, regional, and sub-regional platforms and networks for education, training, exchange, and twinning programs to support human resources development in the fields of biology and biotechnology in developing states, with a view to enhancing developing states' capacities to access and optimize technologies for peaceful uses of the life sciences. And lastly, 6, note the broad range of existing activities and prospects for strengthening collaboration with international organizations such as the WHO, FAO, Interpol, OIE, and relevant professional and academic networks. In relation to this, it must seek enhanced synergies between and among the BWC and these bodies, taking into account the distinct mandate of the BWC to keep the convention vitally connected to the nexus of relevant activities, including recent initiatives on global health security. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the Netherlands.